Speak Now Pro Wrestling After Dark, everyone. We got 3 hours of AEW programming here today. Dynamite followed by Rampage. Of course, the California Connection is here on a lovely Wednesday, May 1st, to talk about both of the shows. I'm Denise Salcedo, and joining me here today, as always, we got Righteous Reg in the house. Reg, what up?
Hi, Denise. Welcome. Hello.
How I know. Okay, so here's the thing. This is what people don't realize, all right? Reg, when the show is over, usually we're like, all right, we got to go to work. We got to do this post show. Let's go. We got some energy, right? Because we got to work. We're still in work mode. But when there's this additional extra hour, I find myself slouching on my chair and looking at the clock and going, damn, I got to start working pretty soon. And the third hour, man, it freaking takes me out. Although I will say I loved the main event for Rampage, I felt the 3 hours in the third hour.
Now, you know, Denise, we have this bit, Denise hates Rampage, blah, 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 tweeted about it earlier. Then while Rampage was going on today, I was like, that bit came to bite me in the ass.
You see what I mean? I'm not just a hater. It's too much.
Too much, Denise. It's a lot. They're continuing with these 3 hours. They told us next week they're going to have it again. And I'm just like, you guys, this is a lot. I understand. It's a great marketing thing, money, all this stuff, but when you gotta watch it and review it, it's a lot.
So just to clarify, next week, what Reg is talking about is on May 11th, we're going to have Collision and Rampage back to back. And guess what, Reg? I don't care this week. You want to know why? Because May 11th, I've got plans. And that's my rule for the Saturday post shows. If I've got nothing going on, I will tune in, do my podcast, do my job, all of that. If I've got something going on, then I won't tune in. So May 11th, I got 2 birthday parties to attend and a comedy show going on. So, you know, there's a lot happening.
Well, I'm going to be in your neck of the woods May 11th, but not doing either one of those things.
What are you doing May 11th here?
Wrestling. Why would I come to your way?
Oh, the freaking New Japan show, right?
You gotcha. You betcha. I'm going to be there.
Is that in Ontario?
I mean, you know.
I mean, it's my neck of the woods, but like not this close up to my neck.
It's like in your this region. You like it's like over here, you know, in your neck.
I don't claim Ontario, Reg.
I wouldn't either. But, you know, it's you know, everybody thinks like if you say something, it's just L.A. in general. So Ontario, it's L.A.
That's true. Man, I'm surprised you're traveling down for this show.
Why are you surprised?
I don't know. How's the card? I didn't even think it was like. I mean, I haven't heard too much about it, to be honest.
Well, Denise is like, I don't care. So why would you care? That's hilarious, Denise. Why? And rude to New Japan. They work real hard with these cards.
Isn't that like the entire IWC?
Totally. You're like, oh, what? I don't care about this. Why would you care? John Moxley's going to defend his IWGP Heavyweight Championship. It's a show in LA. I keep saying LA. It's a show in Ontario. It's going to be lit. It's going to be hot.
All right, cool. You know what? I'm excited for you, Reg, man. I'm excited for you.
No, you're not.
No, I am excited for you. Anytime you get to come down to SoCal, I'm excited.
Then I'm going to Vegas. You going to Vegas?
Oh, you're going to Vegas? I'm going to Vegas.
Yeah, I'm going to Vegas.
Nice. All right, that should be fun. Hey, are you down to gamble with me?
Yeah, let's do it.
Because I like to gamble.
Why are you saying it like that? Like you're saying it like it's all weird or something, like it's taboo.
No, because it's like a thing that people look down upon sometimes. That's true. I have a great time with it. I give myself a $20 limit each time. So are you ready to put $20 on the line, Reg? You and I.
So you're like, do you have 5 minutes of your... Yeah, I'll gamble with you for 5 minutes until it's over, Denise.
I know. That's what I'm saying. I think we can make a whole thing of it because it's like, who will make more money with their $20? Me or you? Let's figure it out.
Come That's on, a bit. We got I like that. Going.
Exactly. Yeah. You see, it's always up here. It's cooking up in here. But anyways, we got to get into this episode of AEW Dynamite because speaking of cooking, we are cooking in the direction of Double or Nothing. And we have several more matches that were announced today. There was one that I thought was going to go a certain direction and it ended up going in an entirely different one. We're going to talk about it right now. So let's get started. Oh, man, there's a lot in here. So let's kick it off with the Elite. So this sort of ties in everything. This ties in the Elite. This ties in Swerve. This ties in Kenny Omega. There's a whole lot. I want to start off with the portion that kicked off the show, we had the Elite officially taking over, which is pretty much what we all expected after Tony Khan was taken out. The Elite is taking over, and they make this whole new intro for the Elite. You only see Okada and Jack and the Bucks, and they're all doing their little intro, and Tony Khan even gets cut off in his little remote area. How'd you feel about that?
You know why I really liked the bit, Denise? Because I knew where it was leading, and it led to exactly where I wanted it to lead to. So it's all worth it for me. Everything else is just a cherry on top. At one point, there's an interview in the show, and someone comes into the shot, hands Renee a phone. Hey, Renee, you got to... I knew that was somehow going to be one of the bits, Denise, and I was really excited about it. So it all paid off for me.
It definitely did it. I'm actually going to put this up right now since so people know exactly what we're talking about here. Because here's the thing. When Will got hired by AEW, one of the things I kept saying was, hey, Will, when are we going to see you like in a backstage segment? And he was like, I don't know. He's like, I don't think so. And this and that, right? He seemed a little bit apprehensive about it, like almost like not wanting the attention, right? Like the limelight that comes with it. And I kept saying, Will, you need to. Whenever the opportunity comes about, we need to see you in a backstage segment. And let me tell you, the opportunity came about in a backstage segment with Willow, Chris, and Mel, Stokely Hathaway. And freaking Will comes in and he tells Renee, like, hey, you got a phone call. Like, there's a message here for you, and it's the Elite. And there you go. We got Will Washington making his AEW Dynamite debut. I manifested this, Reg.
You did. I knew this bit was happening, Denise, off of it. So I was like, thank God the Young Bucks and the Elite are taking over this show, because this moment could possibly happen. And there's the moment right there. Just like great stuff. Amazing stuff.
I was laughing because you know how they always say, like, once you go Hollywood, you know, you go Hollywood when you get your one line in a film, right? Like, there's people that get like one line and they're like, I'm a movie star. Mm-hmm. That was Will tonight. He got his one line in, and now he's officially, made his AEW Dynamite debut.
Totally. At the next holiday, he's going to be like bringing everybody into the family room. He's like, you guys, watch this. It's just going to be that one clip of him. There I am.
We need more. You know what's funny? Part of me thought, what if they would have made Will into the storyline as the new GM or something, which I know he probably would not have wanted to do anything like that. But I thought about it. When I saw it, I was like, oh my God, imagine they would have made him GM or something.
I would never, this whole show would have just been me laughing, because I would never stop laughing if Will Washington was announced and he just comes out there. Well, you know, you guys.
You know what would be funny? Let's say a wrestler. This is what Will as a GM would be like, all right? Let's say a wrestler came up to Will and said, Will, I want to match against this person, whatever. Mm-hmm. Will would be like, well, on August 1st, 2019, you had a match against so-and-so, and that was your first loss, but then you only got 4 wins, and you're only, this is your record. And I don't know, he would go on and give like a whole-
A wrestler like, facts is what- stats. A wrestler's going to listen to this and be triggered, like, I can't, this guy.
Because Will's the facts and stats guy, you know?
Yes, he is facts and stats. That's why he had to bring the message in, because he had the facts and stats.
For reals. All right, so there you go. We got Will's debut. Congratulations, Will. All right, so there's still so much more that went down with all of this. I want to tie in the swerve portion into this, because... You and I had talked about this last week, this whole, a lot of people were bringing it up in the chat. We were talking about how there's possibly going to be a Team Elite versus a Team AEW situation. On Collision, when Swerve cut that promo basically saying that it was a bitch move what Jack Perry did to Tony Khan, I'm thinking, oh my God, Swerve is going to be leading Team AEW or some shit like that is going to go down. And so that's what I was expecting here tonight. So when Swerve came out and he sort of reiterated some of the things that he said on Collision and the Elite popped out, I was thinking that this was going to lead to, again, maybe Swerve being the leader of Team AEW or something.
Yeah, this the way that this was set up, I was like, I don't really know where they're going with this. And then when the Elite got onto the screen, I was like, I really don't know where they're going with this. Last week we talked about it, Denise. I thought that Jack Perry would be the one to get the shot, And when the Young Bucks came into the screen, I'm like, oh, maybe Jack Perry's going to be the one to get the shot. But they swerved us. How did you feel when you saw Christian come onto the screen?
I died laughing because obviously, given that the Bucks are heels, they're not, I mean, they kicked out Kenny Omega, right? But when you think, when they say, oh, Canadian, former champion, someone you haven't seen in a while, everyone, the first person they're probably going to think of is Kenny Omega, right? Even though he was fired by the Elite. But you're still going to think of Kenny Omega, considering he's promoted on the show, all of that stuff. So when they brought out Christian Cage, I thought it was funny because it's Christian freaking Cage.
Right.
And so here's the thing that I loved about this, though, is that when Christian came out and he basically said that he was going to come after Swerve and all of this, I love that he tied this back to what he did to Nick Wayne. Because if you remember, Swerve had been mentioning some of the dark things that he has done in the past. That is definitely one, beating up some young kid to a bloody pulp. That's definitely a dark thing to do. And so Christian Cage sort of tying this whole story in together as to why he's the one coming out there and having this match with Swerve, I dug it.
Yeah, I thought that was great, Denise, because initially when they announced this, like, oh, they're going to get Swerve's number one contender, people were saying Christian Cage, a bunch of people, without even needing an explanation. So for him to immediately come and give the explanation and to tie it back into a really cool story, now they could show that clip again. Now they can run that back, show all that. Nick Wayne's bloody. This, I was thinking when Nick Wayne was looking after they did the beatdown on Swerve, when Nick Wayne was looking at him, like, oh, we're going to get another Swerve and Nick Wayne match. And they've had some amazing matches in Defy Wrestling. So it's like, we're going to get another one of those. I'm liking all of this. And just like, I was already pumped for the match, but the way that Christian does a promo, I was even more pumped. It's like, Christian's so good on the mic. He's going to really sell this match. So I'm excited about it.
I thought something else pumped you up during this, Reg. It wasn't Shayna Wayne staring down.
I know this is after dark, Denise, but I'm trying to keep it PG out here. But Shayna Wayne, she's tall.
I was about to say, she's freaking tall. Like, we already know this. This is not anything new. But when you see her against people that you know are not small guys, Swerve is not a small guy by any means, okay? No. And seeing her tower over him, I was like, damn, girl.
She is tall. In WWE, they'd be like, you can't wear these heels. Like, they would force her to be on flats. That's how giant she is. But no, she looks great, and she's awesome in their group. And she makes everybody look pretty menacing, you know, having a giant Amazonian woman next to them, who I would like to have next to me, too.
Reg, I got to be honest with you. I don't think you can handle all of Shayna Wayne.
Denise, you don't know what I could do.
Reg, I don't think so, man. She comes with a lot.
I'll be like,
why do you gotta see that visual? By the way, Reg, since you're always throwing me under the bus, there's a story I've been wanting to bring up from WrestleMania weekend and have been wondering if you were going to share it on the air about a certain someone that you ran into at WrestleCon.
Nothing's ringing a bell.
Nothing's ringing a bell?
Mm-mm.
Not even a mother, the mother, the person we were just talking about. Nope. Shayna Wayne.
Well, I wasn't there.
You're never going to tell the story.
No.
Can I tell my version of your story?
You can do whatever you want.
Okay, so this is my version of Reg's story, and Reg can alter it as he wants, but this is what I heard. So Reg told me that he saw Shayna at WrestleCon, and I said, Reg, oh my God, did you take a picture with Shayna? And Reg said, no, that she didn't like have the face of like wanting to basically take a picture. The way that I heard that is, Reg, my friend, you froze.
Whoa.
You didn't ask Shayna because you got nervous.
Relax. I shouldn't have let you tell the story. I knew, like, I was like, something's going to go wrong here, and here it goes going wrong. WrestleCon, we're there. I'm kicking it. The big homie has a table. I'm over there with the big homie, Powerhouse Hobbs. Prayers out to the big homie, Powerhouse Hobbs, who won't send me a text message back, and I'm very upset at him, but a good reason now he hasn't sent me a text message back. I'm with the big homie, Powerhouse Hobbs. He's signing autographs. There's a big giant line. Right next to him, Mama Wayne. And I'm like, oh, Mama Wayne's right there. But she's just like, she looks like She had her own table, but she looked like she was waiting for Nick. Like, you know, when you're a mom and you're like at an event and you're like waiting on the side with your legs crossed and you're like, I wish he would hurry up and stop doing this dumb event. That's what she looked like. So I'm like, I'm not gonna, you know, and go and do it. And like WrestleCon's not like, oh yo, what's up, Mama Wayne? What's good with you? Like right now, when all these dirty wrestling.
WrestleCon is all about meeting people that you see on your screen. The whole purpose of WrestleCon is to go and meet your favorites. Your favorite is Shayna Wayne. You guys just heard it. Reg froze.
That is not what happened.
You didn't have the guts to go up to Shayna Wayne and be like, hi, Shayna, can I have a picture?
Oh, my God. That's not what happened. You can't be a mark boy also, Denise.
That was your shot, Reg, right there. That was your shot.
Also, I'm not mark boy. I'm not going to stand in line like, hey, can I get a picture? I loved you on AEW Dynamite. That's not what the game is.
You could have been like, hi, Mrs. Wayne. Nice to meet you. I'm Reg. Can I have a photo? She would have been like $20 and you would have been like, okay. And then you cheese, you smile.
$20? Like, that's not the game.
Doesn't everybody charge $20? I don't know. I haven't been to WrestleCon, so I can't even say.
How, like, this is how our relationship started now, Denise. I'm handing her $20 for a picture.
Oh, so now there's going to be a relationship.
I mean, you know, I mean, in theory, you know, like that's what this that's what this could lead to. I wasn't saying that's what this is. I hate you.
You see, all I'm saying is, Reg, you should have gone up to Mrs. Shayna Wayne and gotten your dang picture. I would have framed that shit up in my house, okay?
I'm mad at you. You can't start a relationship handing the person $20, Denise.
I mean, you don't know that. What's wrong with that? Let's say you're in a grocery store and the person and the cute girl in front of you's card declines. And maybe the chip got chipped. It's not working. Whatever reason, right? See? And her transaction's like $19.56. You're not going to be like, hey, man, here's a 20. And see, then what if something goes off from there? You see what I'm saying? It can happen.
All right, Denise.
All right. I'm just saying there's scenarios. All right. So either way, one day we will hopefully get that picture with you and Shayna. But we need to get to the rest of this. Swerve, Christian Cage, it's official for Double or Nothing. Are we excited?
Yeah, totally. We're excited. I was excited because it's a one-on-one Swerve match, his first real, you know, pay-per-view main event defense. And Christian Cage, I think, just like I said, is so great at the promos that he's going to be a great foe going up there. There's a lot of story that they could still tell. They got the Nick Wayne story. They got Mother Wayne out there. They got the Mogul Embassy still kind of back there somewhere. I think this is going to be good for Swerve.
All right. So I want to tie this other portion in together with this, and we'll talk a little bit more about this, but I do want to tie it in. And that is the return of Kenny Omega, because this all plays in together. So as I mentioned, Kenny Omega was previously fired from the Elite. However, of course, he's still part of AEW. He's still an EVP, but he came out and actually cut this promo that, because we haven't heard too much about what Kenny has really been going through. I mean, so many of us, including myself, like heard of diverticulitis for the first time ever because Kenny Omega got it. And I didn't really know too much about it. I did the research, did the Google search when it happened, but I did not realize how severe it can get. And so Kenny basically said that his doctor said that he was one of the lucky ones. Like he could have died in the next 24 hours. And I'm like, dude, how do you go from like one second you're fine, the next second you're feeling pain, and then the next second people are saying there's a possibility you can die? Like, that's terrifying. So he basically talked about being gone from wrestling and sort of being afraid because of what the doctors had said to him. And he put over the talent, he put over Swerve, he put over Will, he put over Brian for all of the work that they have been doing, and kind of mentioning that he was like shaking, right, whenever he would see anything from AEW or anything in regards to pro wrestling. And then he went and said the reason why he was shaking was withdrawals. And he basically said that he is not going to leave wrestling anytime soon. And he's not, like, from the looks of it, he's definitely not cleared. He did get brutally attacked by the Elite, though. We got a confrontation with him and Okada. We all know the history there. And he even said, give me a couple of months and we can sort of rehash this once again. But he was attacked by Jack Perry, attacked by the Elite. Just when you thought this was over, the man's being carried out in a stretcher and once again is attacked.
This was an emotional roller coaster, Denise. Yeah, like you, I didn't really know much about Kenny Omega. We haven't heard a lot. It's been kind of a mystery. There's like, they announced he had diverticulitis. Brock Lesnar previously had diverticulitis that like pretty much ended his UFC career. So there was, I knew that like, if that could take out Brock Lesnar, then like Kenny Omega is screwed. So when I heard about that, I was like, I don't know. And then this promo tonight, I'm like, don't be doing this. Like, don't like, it feels like a retirement speech. So I was nervous for a little bit of it. So Denise, he's like, yo, one brutal hit to the stomach and I'm dead. And then he goes and does a bunch of spots. And I'm like, see, this is why him and Bryan Danielson, I don't like y'all fools, because y'all set us up really good. And then you do stuff like this. And we're like, no, dude. But like, that's the point. But like, why tell us you could die, Denise, and then do spots that make us think you're going to die?
But that's the thing, though, is that there's truth to that. There's truth to all of it. And so then it bleeds into the story and it makes it better. And it's like, oh, hey, let's hit Kenny in the gut with a chair. That's what we got. And yeah, it's like you're sitting there and you're going, oh, my God, this dude could have died. And here he is taking a freaking shot to the gut with a chair.
That's what I'm saying. Like, is it real? Like, what if there was an accident and he died right here on TV? That would be crazy. But I'm like, I don't know exactly what's going on here. But they pulled on the heartstrings a lot, Denise. They teased Kenny Omega and Okada, the stare down. This is something that we've dreamed about for all the years that AEW has existed, to get that stare down and Kenny to be like, hey, this is a possibility in an AEW ring. That's all I really needed. Again, everything else was kind of a cherry on top for that.
Right. But the way that Kenny Omega said that he could die and all of this stuff, it made me feel in how I always feel when wrestlers get like severely injured or you don't know whether or not they're going to come back. You know, everyone has different circumstances, right? But the way that I always feel, it's like, I'm happy that you feel you can come back. But at the same time, we've seen what happens to wrestlers. I mean, God, just even today, Taz. Yeah. Taz, there was a story out there that he's going to have both his knees replaced and his shoulders replaced. And you see all of these wrestlers now that, you know, from the earlier years and where they sort of ended up. So when you're watching, you're like, yeah, I'm so happy he's going to come back. And I'm clearly selfish and want to see Kenny Omega come back. But then part of me is like, oh, like this is still like something serious where I'm not really sure. Obviously, I'm not a doctor. I don't know what this means. Are you risking it? Like, how much are you risking it? Like, whoa, like, what's the level of risk here, right?
Totally. Yeah, it feels like, is our fandom bigger than, like, your health? Like, you coming back for however many more matches, is that worth it? And wrestlers like Taz, wrestlers from his generation that now have struggles. Kurt Angle can't even. I saw Kurt Angle at con like that, Denise, and he can't turn his neck. He's like, huh? He has to like turn his whole body. Like, there's a bunch of wrestlers that are in that position. It's like, we don't want Kenny Omega to be there too. Like, so is this a good idea? But then he goes and does what he did in there. So it's like, I don't know.
Right. I mean, like even Kurt Angle, for example, even when people thought Kurt Angle was done and like he couldn't do anything anymore, he still went out there and had some phenomenal matches. And it just goes to show that one, when people really love something, you can't tear them away from it because it's their passion. I mean, look at The Undertaker. Remember when we watched his documentary? Dude could barely walk. He's going around in a golf cart. He can't even walk. And he goes out there and has a whole match. He's getting like injections right before the match. And it's crazy. Sick. You know, you and I and, you know, everybody here watching, it's a little bit harder for us to comprehend, especially if you're not an athlete. But when you're an athlete, when you're a performer and it's who you are, it's what you do, it's so hard to take you and rip you away from that.
Yeah, there's something like it feels like some wrestlers go to their doctors and no matter what that doctor says, they're going to wrestle anyways. The doctor could be like, yo, if you walk out in an arena and a bunch of people yell and you might die from that, and they're like, I'm taking a chance, doc. This is pro wrestling. I got to do what I got to do. Especially somebody who's so passionate and so ingrained in not only pro wrestling, but this company, Denise. Like, when he's talking about feeling withdrawals, like, because he's supposed to be there. He's supposed to be in these main events. He's supposed to be at all the pay-per-views. So I understand how he feels, but like, if you can't, dude, you don't have to. You did it. You already have a 7-star match. Nobody ever did it, dude. You won.
It broke my heart, though, when he said that we were all talking because he was talking about the roster. We were all talking about these big names, right? We're talking about Will. We're talking about Brian. We're talking about Okada. And he says, I feel like you guys forgot me. And I'm thinking, oh my God, I don't think we forgot him. Maybe we were mentioning his name, but the only reason is because we knew that he was out. But that's got to mess with your psyche, especially when you are the Kenny Omega, like you said, having 7-star matches and is, you know, a huge reason why we even have this company to begin with. And you're seeing everything that's, you know, flourished from that. And then you don't get to be a part of it. Like, that's sucks, man. So, I mean, I'm obviously feeling good that he's feeling good, that he's going to come back, and I'm hopeful for the best. I'm an optimist, so I hope it all works out. The other thing that I do want to mention, though, is based on the attack, I think that is buying him more time to be out of action. Like, I'm not expecting him at Double or Nothing. I'm not expecting him at, God, what's next? What is it, Forbidden Door?
Yeah,
Forbidden Door. Not expecting him for, like, the next few pay-per-views, and I feel like this was just, hey, I'm here. I'm in Canada. You haven't heard from me for a while. I'm going to come out, put these guys over too with their storyline that they're doing. And then, hey, I'm going to still be gone for a bit.
This is honestly probably perfect timing too for the angle with Tony Khan being out and the Young Bucks taking over, them randomly being in Canada and Kenny Omega being able to be like, here's my part in it. This is the role that I can play and I'm going to play. So I thought this was great. Kenny Omega, just get well soon, dude. That's it.
Yeah, seriously. Get well soon. Hoping for the best for Kenny. And I hope that all the stars align and we do get to see Kenny go out there and have bangers, but then also have his health. So we're asking for a lot, but damn. All right. So that's sort of like the main picture with all of this sort of like encompassing each other. And we're also, I think we're still getting the Team Elite, Team AEW situation, especially with FTR going in there and helping out Kenny Omega. Now FTR, I mean, they already have this whole, you know, history with the Young Bucks. They have all of everything, right? But now this sort of reconnects them back into the story, saying like, dude, we're pissed. Not only did you take out Tony Khan, but now you took out Kenny Omega. You attacked us and we couldn't do anything about it. So I feel like we're starting to see this anarchy in the arena situation start to shape up.
I'm trying to think of who they can have on their team because I'm like, Darby Allin would be great, but he is not in any shape at all.
Hit by a bus?
That's what I was just saying. I'm like, he's not in any shape at all to be in this, Denise. Like, what happened?
So he said that one of his friends was jaywalking and apparently the guy couldn't walk. And I'm thinking, Darby, you're injured. How could you walk? Right, whatever. So I guess the guy crosses the street, they're jaywalking a bus. It's going relatively slow, he said. It wasn't going like 30 miles. It was going like 10 miles or whatever. And he pushes the friend. He saves the friend's life. But just when he pushes the friend, the bus comes in and smacks him in the freaking head. And I think he broke his nose. That's only a story you're going to hear from Darby Allin. I did not make this up.
That wouldn't happen to anybody else in the world. But, like, since he's a part of, like, Tony Hawk and some adjacent to Jackass, like, that bit happened. Luckily, it was just a broken nose because, like, you could die getting hit by a car. That's just insane. Like, the Mount Everest thing was going to happen, Denise, and then his foot gets messed up, and then he gets hit by a bus. Like, dude, maybe you should, like, hide or something. I don't know. Something's crazy is happening.
By the way, someone said, this is from Simeon, who says he got hit by a bus and still went to the theater. What? I didn't read that part, but damn, that does sound like Darby Allin, though, to be real.
Oh, because the picture that they're showing looks like him in a theater with the guy.
Oh, you're probably right. Okay. All right. Well, we got to get into these super chats here. So as of right now, we still don't know who that could be. So clearly you have the Elite. You got four guys there. And you have possibly FTR, so you're still looking for a few more guys to fill that out. But let's get into these super chats here. This is from Tony Campbell, who says, I love the three-hour shows. Keep Rampage on Wednesday or Saturday. AEW, great show. Serena Deeb in the BBC, please. Building towards Double or Nothing, yes. I mean, you guys know how I feel about three-hour shows. If you're going to do them on Saturdays.
Yes, same.
Tony Campbell also says plenty of story on tonight's show. Let's freaking go. Yeah, we'll dive more into those in just a second. We got Crazy 101 here who says Swerve versus Christian is about to cook. AEW Double or Nothing is looking good. Hope Kenny is good because Kenny versus Okada at All In. Mind blown. Don't need a blue chew, Denise. Oh, Kenny Okada going to do that for you for sure.
That'll do it.
Again, it's so hard to say because we do not know when Kenny Omega is going to be back into action. Shout out to Sheldon Jackson for gifting 5 DWO memberships. We got Crazy 101 here who says, also, Reg, what did you think of Shayna Wayne?
She looked great.
Great. Crazy 101 also says, also Denise, another 3 hour block of rampage, laughing, crying emoji. Did you see my TED meme?
Mm-mm. Oh yeah, I did see it.
Mm-hmm. That's how I feel. Like, I feel like someone back there is just like conniving. They're like, oh, Denise doesn't like rampage, F her, and we're gonna put this on the third hour.
Yeah, somebody got us in the chat though, Denise. They were like, what about Central and East Coast time? Because like, it is West Coast time. It is only 8:39 right now.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter. I'm a grandma. Like, on, it just doesn't matter. Like, the point is that by the time you're done with Dynamite, it's just a slow pacing back. And like, here was my problem with Rampage. My problem with Rampage today in specific was like, okay, so they did it so that you had the ambulance portion that happened with the Bucks and everything. That was on Rampage technically, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay, that was on Rampage. So, okay, cool, you're hooked. But then after that, though, we got like recaps of what happened on Dynamite and these interviews. And I'm like, okay, I could have watched this on AEW's YouTube channel. And did I need to see a recap of what I just saw? Like, I remember what I just saw. So I felt like it took forever to finally get to the good stuff, which was obviously the match with Rocky was really good as well. The Rocky and Kyle O'Reilly, that was fine. But the match that was very entertaining, in my opinion, was the Manitoba Massacre. Like, those girls killed it. But what I'm saying is there was a big dip before we got to the good stuff.
Yeah, there was a big dipper. Like, right, it was just too much. It's like, all if they could condensed it some way, like the recaps and there's some extra things. If somebody said 2.5 hours is perfect time, it feels like cut off 30 minutes from this, we're having a great time. But that extra 30 of recaps and promo videos and things are just a little too much.
They did an overrun, Reg. And I'm like, okay, you could have just not played the recap of what we just saw.
I think what happened was, is the first show, Dynamite had an overrun and they just continued. Like, they just still got the hour of Rampage. Yeah.
Right. But no, like, to me, it's like, okay, if they had an overrun, that's time deducted from Rampage. All right. Like, this is basically like, I felt like I did my homework, got an A+, and still had to go in and do extra credit. That's what this felt like for me.
Just deduct time from Rampage. Forget Rampage. Take them 9 minutes off.
We didn't need to see no recaps. We just watched the show.
Yeah, you're right, though. I hate that.
Roberto Arsenal says, I can't wait till Hangman returns to avenge Kenny. Hey, maybe he could be on Team AEW.
Correct.
FTR, right. Hangman. I don't know. Eddie Kingston. He's always in these things. Who else do you add?
I want to say Mox, but I think like the BCC and the those guys have been involved in too many of the big Vegas matches.
We got Grapple Geekery here who says that Rampage main event rules. They're hardcore. Dude, I love Sky Blue and Willow, but I love that Sky Blue is willing to go out there and do things that you don't often, you have seen women do them. They're not a first, but they're not often done by women.
Right. She wants to be an ECW. That's why she's one of my favorite wrestlers. She's just like, what's the craziest thing that I could do? Bring out thumbtacks, bring out chairs, bring out fire. And it's great.
Honestly, 14-year-old Denise would be crazy obsessed with Sky Blue. Like, Sky Blue would have been my default picture on MySpace. She would have been my number one top friends on my MySpace top 8. I would have been out there with my little blue hair. I would have been like the ultimate Sky Blue stan, literally.
Over Roxanne?
She would have gotten over with me because of the hardcore stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would have gone a long way. Because for me,
both of those at the same time over Roxanne.
It's hard, but I do get into that stuff. Okay. I don't know. I can't get back into 14-year-old me.
I'm just trying to think. I'm like, I think Denise might like Roxanne, though, right?
What do you think right now would be your favorite wrestler if you were 14 and you were watching what you're seeing right now? Like, who would be the person that you're like, ooh, like.
Who was my favorite wrestler at 14 is what I have to think about. Shawn Michaels. So
I don't want to talk about mine.
Who was yours?
At 14.
Oh, Chris Jericho.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. So. Mine would be Bryan Danielson. He's there. It's still Shawn Michaels. It's all connecting.
All right. We got Alexander Fitzgerald who says that ending segment was lit. Kenny Omega was looking like a star. Teased Omega versus Okada, more heel heat on the Elite and FTR coming to the aid of Kenny Omega. I agree with you, Alexander. All good stuff there. And just like seeing that moment with Kenny and Okada, and you're sitting there going like, we forget sometimes that AEW does have the capability of doing this, unfortunately, aside from the injuries and things.
Yeah, a lot of people are saying maybe this will happen at All In, and I was just counting like, that's not that far away though, you guys. Just like, I just don't want to get our hopes up, but if that did happen, that would be very amazing.
We got Johnny here who says, thoughts on Camille signing. Where's Megan Bain? So I don't know where Megan Bain is at, but in terms of Camille, I really like Camille. I've spoken to her here on the channel. She has a really nice personality. I didn't get to see much of her work in the NWA, but of course you heard of it. You heard of her long reign. But I like someone like Camille coming into AEW because, again, I just think we still need more women just to kind of add some fresh matches and some that you know can go.
Yeah, totally. And I think that the women's division always needs some variety. And I think that what she brings in character and size and attitude is going to be a great addition. But when Megan Bain comes, that's really when we're going to get kicked off in the high gear.
We got Speed Punk here who says, question, why does Jericho keep ripping off other wrestlers' gimmick? He said that the rarefied airline, which is Richard Holiday, and learning she was Brian Myers thing in TNA a couple of years ago with Bill. Yeah, so this is something that a lot of people have been bringing up. So it has been brought up to our attention. I don't know. I mean, when it comes to pro wrestling, people, you know, sometimes borrow things and they elaborate on them. But I think I see this just a little bit differently.
What do you mean?
I don't know. I see it differently in the sense that I don't know how to explain it. It just doesn't. It's very like, even though these things have been done already, I don't compare them to those things. Like, I'm seeing it as its own thing from Chris.
Yeah, I am. Is it a bias?
What do you mean?
Like, are you being biased because you're Chris Jericho?
No, I'm saying like what Chris Jericho is doing is like, it feels like his own version of the, for example, of the Learning Tree and all of that. It feels like his own Chris Jericho version. Gotcha.
Right. That's kind of what he's built a career off of, like having something and putting his own Chris Jericho spin on it. That's why it feels like, yeah, that's what Chris Jericho does. Now, ripping off, that's a very far thing. It's wrestling and everybody does things. So I don't know.
It's fun. I'm not even going to start this. I saw this like silly discourse on social media and it reminded me of this, but I ain't even going to bring it up because it's kind of wild. Did you see it? It's the whole Mariah May wearing pink thing. Did you see that?
I did.
I know. I was like, what? I felt like I was in kindergarten all over again. I'm like, this is the dumb stuff we're talking about now.
It would be better if it was the wrestlers, at least. It wouldn't be better, but like at least worth some. But just like fans being like, you can't do that is crazy.
It was weird. Anyways, yeah. That's a little bit more extreme, but that's what it reminded me of. But speaking of Chris Jericho, I might as well get into this. We did have I'm curious to hear your thoughts on this because I didn't hate this match with him and Shibata. I ended up finding myself having a good time, specifically when Shibata had the trash bin and then he freaking started doing the headbutts on Jericho. I thought that was funny. And then both of them sitting down and hitting each other with the kendo sticks. I thought that was funny. I had a good time with this match. Considering that I was ready to give two shits about it.
I loved it because Shibata was really beating Chris Jericho's ass out there. There was points where Jericho was like, oh, stop it. All right, no more. We're chilling. Like the chops were insane. And Jericho was trying to have a chop battle with him, but his chops just like weren't registering. I'm just like, maybe stop, dude. And he like just kept going. And I'm like, no, you're going to die. This was a lot funner than I was expecting. Chris Jericho, listen, we just talked about this. This character isn't the worst. Like the stuff that he's doing, I understand it. It's over the top. I understand what character traits he's pulling from. And this match was not the worst. Always too long. Chris Jericho's everything too long. If he could just take 5 minutes off of everything ever, it'd be great.
Yeah, his chest looked like he was out in the sun for 40 hours without any protection. He looks sunburned. That's how much he turned colors through these chops. So honestly, if we got stuff like this, this is tolerable. And later on Rampage, by the way, Big Bill officially joins the learning tree. And Big Bill was part of the reason why Chris Jericho even won, because he ended up chokeslamming Shibata through a table. And so there he is. He's part of the learning tree. I don't know what else to add to this that we haven't already.
I like this chokeslam on Shibata. I thought that was fun. I think that this is one of the best additions for Big Bill. If they're going to have to pair him with somebody, I think this is going to actually work for him.
I hope it does, because, I mean, he wasn't really doing anything else. So we'll see how it works out for him. So, yeah. All right, moving on to Grapple Geekery here, who says, I was busy putting up groceries and leftover shopping on eBay and checking the math on a hobby project during the Jericho match. Did I miss anything? You got the whole recap just now.
You did it.
He did a lot of stuff, though.
That's how long. I'm telling you, take 5 minutes off of that, and you could have eliminated the checking the math on a hobby project and the leftovers.
That's hilarious. We got well-rounded Leo here, who says, sorry, I really don't care about the Elite and Jack attacking Tony Khan, the person they should they got rid of and refused to work with him in regards to CM Punk. And we're still getting CM Punk chants, by the way, which always freaking throws me off. It's always this reminder of like, oh, haha, CM Punk chants. And then it's, oh, haha, he's already in WWE. It's this weird, like, mind F.
Yeah, because it's like, was that the desired result? It works because Jack Perry is really over, but is every time he gets heat, is it going to be CM Punk chance, Denise?
There was CM Punk chance also for the Young Bucks too. Was it on Collision, I think?
Mm-hmm.
And it's weird. Like, CM Punk is literally in an entirely different program doing something totally different in a whole other universe. And this man's name is being chanted in AEW. Like, it's wild. Like, when you think about it.
Good for him.
For reals. Damn, I want a little bit of CM Punk in me. Damn. Imagine your name's being chanted everywhere, Reg. Shit.
I would love for my name to be chanted everywhere. Like, chant my name at that company. Chant my name at this company. Chant my name over here. Talk about me all the time. Like, that's why I'm sure when they played the video on the show, he was like, great, they're talking about me on all shows.
It's like more publicity. We got Infamous Raider Loco here, who says, when I hear 3 hours of AEW, I felt like our leader of the DWO. The Omega segment had me confused. Is he having surgery or not? Kayfabe or legit? I think this is legit, by the way. Legit.
I want to say, I don't know, because why is he doing the bumps and spots then? But maybe he knows something. I don't know. But it feels like this is legit and he needs surgery.
Yeah, I think so, too. We got Meat Normus here, because to me, it feels like they're writing him off. Like, after this attack, you're not expecting to see this man for a couple of months. He's going to come back next week and be like, you really pissed me off. Let's fucking go at Double or Nothing. That's not going to happen. So it is going to be a while till we see Keddy, and that's probably why. Meat Normus here says, what's good, y'all? Let's crank. Who was that light-skinned homie that gave up the phone? He looks familiar.
He used to do a show with Denise. What was it called? Day after, no, not day after.
After Dynamo. The week.
After the week. Yeah, he used to be on a show. He's cool.
Yeah, he's cool. He's cool. We've heard of him. Mm-hmm. Alexander Fitzgerald says, the Young Bucks flipping the stretcher and telling the medic to check on Omega. The heel heat was insane. I love the Dynamite intro with the Elite. I did too. I think they should keep it going until whenever. All right, we got Infamous Raider Loco here, who says, Joe's walkaway tonight was one of the best. Let's talk about that. Samoa Joe versus Isaiah Cassidy. There was a couple of things that I want to talk about, and it's not that much. Really, what it is for me was, I love anytime we get the Samoa Joe chance that Samoa Joe's gonna kill you, because we knew Isaiah Cassidy and Samoa Joe, bless Isaiah Cassidy's heart, but they're not on the same level. So we knew that Samoa Joe was gonna kill this guy. And the scream. Reg, the scream when he threw up Isaiah Cassidy in the air, I legitimately thought it was a fan. I thought it was a woman. I'm like, oh, this woman really reacted to that move. I was like, wow. And then commentary was like, was that Isaiah Cassidy screaming? And then I thought, oh shit, it really was Isaiah Cassidy. I thought it was a woman.
Yeah, no, everybody seemed to like that scream in the chat. Everybody's like, what about the scream? What about the scream? Isaiah Cassidy is such a great character in regards to doing things like that that are memorable. There was like three or four things like that in this match. The scream, the Samoa Joe moving out of the way as he tried to hit a tope to the outside of the ring and he landed on the ground. Isaiah's really good at bumping and character work and just getting over when his partner's not around.
Exactly. Exactly. So good for him, man, because again, when your partner's not around, there's only so much that you can do there, right? All right, we got Chi-Town Spurs here who says, great opening and closing angles. Women had the best matches by far. Jericho and Copeland do not need 20 minutes in 2024. I feel like both would have been better if they were cut in half. That's the thing. So Adam Copeland had this match with Buddy Murphy. Yeah. I always forget what the hell they call him in AEW. And it was not a bad match. Like, let me start off by saying it was not bad, but damn, did it go really long. And you know what else went long? Just the reveal of who was actually going to be the House of Black member that he faced. They took forever to reveal the person. And I'm like, guys, there's three options. Unless they're going to surprise us and have it be Julia Hart, what are we doing? Reveal the man already. So it was revealed as Buddy. Again, the match was not bad, but it went too long. And then we had the post-angle stuff with him about to hit the concerto. Malachi Black comes out, tells him to hit the concerto, and he doesn't because the lights go off and they disappear. You already know what I'm going to say, Reg. You can read my mind. You could feel it. Do I have to say it?
Yes, you do.
I'm so done with the House of Black. I'm sorry. I'm not a fan. I'm not a fan. They were so cool, but they lost me. They lost me with the lights off, lights on thing, because that's all they do now. That's it. It's almost like I don't expect anything. Like, they always leave me with blue balls because I never actually get anything. They turn out the lights and it's over.
Yeesh, yeesh, yeesh. Yeah, Denise, if they do it every single week, does it hit the same if you keep doing it? It does not. Like, every single time we're like, all right, we get it, dude. We understand what's going on here. If they would have shaved 5 minutes off of this match, I think it would have been a lot better. There were some great moments in this. I think Copeland having this moment of, he talked about it on the Swerve podcast, where he tries one new spot in every new match that he has just to, you know, just as a little challenge for him. I think just that mentality has been showing in all of the matches. And this is fun, but it's like, I never want to say this match is still going, Denise. That's not a good sign. Like, when I'm like, this match is still happening and it's been like 500 hours, I'm like, let's do something.
There's
a
difference. There's this match is still happening, and then there's please never end.
Exactly. Yeah. Fight forever and this match is still going.
Right. Polar opposites. But you know what, though? Bless Adam Copeland's heart for going out there and doing this type of match. There were some good moments. Again, fun match. Spear, win, cool. It went too long. We got Sheldon Jackson here who says, the big New Japan Pro Wrestling resurgent matches. Here we go. Sheldon's got your back, Reg. Here we go. We got John Moxley versus Shota Umino for the world title. We got Gabe Kidd versus Eddie Kingston for the strong openweight title in a no rope last man standing. All right. Zack Sabre Jr. versus Jeff Cobb. I love Jeff Cobb for the TV title. Stephanie Vaquer versus Alex Windsor?
Alex, yep.
Alex Windsor for the strong women's title. Okay, not bad. Sorry, I doubted you, Reg.
Look at me. You were talking like, why are you coming over here for that New Japan Pro?
There are shows that are good and you watch them at home. And then there are shows that are so good that you're like, I got to go and make my way over there. I just didn't know it was that kind of show.
Wow. Denise just does not want me to go watch New Japan, you guys. She's like, you're gonna drive all the way there for that? No.
If you were driving to go watch the NWA, I would stop you. I would literally throw myself in front of your car.
Denise, you know I would never do that. I'm driving to Arizona to see the next NWA show? Absolutely not.
I'm going to throw myself in front of your car and be like, Reg, don't do it.
I would throw myself in front of my car if I was trying to do that.
All right, we got Rafael Garcia here who says, I might be a radical thinker, but I'm of the belief that if your leader is being attacked, you should help your leader. Brian Cage and Gates of Agony, maybe just me. That is true. Did they ever do like a breakup or anything?
No, Swerve did a promo on Rampage today where he was like, I'm going to have some help soon. Next week.
But what's the latest with Brian Cage and Gates of Agony before this?
They are still friends.
All right, cool. Sheldon Jackson says, Reg wants all that Mama Wayne white chocolate, and I ain't mad at him for it.
Just a little piece, just a little bite.
Ryan Lambert says, Reg, Dream Team, Shane and Wayne, and Karen Jarrett. Oh, Lord.
My world.
Oh, Lord. Reg.
They're two tall women, yeah. You. I'm saying, the Twin Towers, they'll take me down.
Oh, man. Reg.
No, I meant the tag team.
I know. You meant the tag team.
I'm about to get canceled. I'm sorry, dude.
This is a pro wrestling podcast. I'm talking about the tag team.
Yeah, the tag team. I think it was Psycho Sid Vicious and Dan Spivey. Thank you. Jeez,
I love how you're like, this is who's in the team. This is what I was talking about.
Sheesh. Whoa. Hi.
Oh my God. That's too funny. All right, we got Christopher Marino who says, can't stick around tonight. Just want to say the women killed it tonight. Both matches ruled. Have a great show. They did. They killed it, man. Eloquent says, great show. Crowd was whack though, because they sat there for 3 hours. That's why they were whack. By the third hour, they were just like, so I wonder how much my parking's gonna be, or how long it's gonna take to get out of the parking lot.
Yeah, now I feel like Canada's a wrestling country, like they love wrestling, but not all the Canada places hit, and this was it.
We got Mean Normus here who says, I'm overwhelmed by Cody, AJ, and Swerve Christian, which has y'all over under Usy Meat Forever. Hold on. I'm whelmed by Cody, AJ, and Swerve Christian, which has y'all over under Usy.
Which has right. y'all over under Usy Meat Forever. I don't know.
I don't get the question here, but I'll just answer. I'll answer it how I think it was asked. Which one am I more interested in?
Let's do that.
All right. I think the story is going to be really good with Swerve and Christian, but I'm expecting a really good match also with Cody and AJ. This one's tough. They're going to be very different. I'm looking forward to seeing what we get out of Cody and AJ, only because this is Cody's like first big defense as the champion, and so for that reason I'm curious to see how that's going to play out.
I feel like for that show the crowd might carry it. Like I think that, you know, it being in Paris and them getting a big show, I think that's what's going to make that match work. And AJ Styles is one of the best ever. I think that's one of the perfect ways for Cody to have his first thing. We talked about Swerve and Christian. I think that's a good way for Swerve to establish himself in this reign.
We got John Black here who says, Darby was also on a show. Sex sent me to the ER. He was on that show?
Mm-hmm. You never seen that clip?
No.
Yeah, I think his girl maybe liked to have sex with the car, maybe.
Wait, what?
Something like that.
With the car?
Did you? Something like, maybe I'm mixing those up.
Or in the car?
No, with the car.
How do you have sex with the car?
There's ways.
I mean, you either have it in the car or on top of the car.
With the car.
You were talking the same car, right? The one you drive.
Yeah.
The car. Something else. Reg, I just don't understand how you have sex with the car.
There's ways to do it. Listen.
What? You're up there freaking. Oh. Like you include the car?
The car is in this too.
I'm sorry. This is the first time I'm ever hearing this. Like, I can imagine. Okay, in the car, it's fine. In the car, is fine. On top of the car, fine.
No, I'll with the car. That.
With the car is just gross.
I mean, how do you get the show?
What show?
The sex would send me to the ER.
I've heard some stories that other girls have told me. I'm not going to repeat them on here, but I've heard stories about how you can get to the ER.
Let's hear one.
Hanky Panky. I'm not going to share no freaking stories. Oh, hells no. I've heard these. But by the way, though, like, I'm sorry. But if this ever happened to me and, like, my man had to go to the ER because of what happened, I would be so embarrassed. His ass would be going by himself. Like, he cannot mention me by name. No. I will not be there with him. Like, he's going to have to go through that humiliation alone. I'm going to be at home minding my own business.
Denise, you're going to send your husband to the hospital by himself if an accident happens?
Yes. I refuse to walk in and for the nurse to be like, look at that skank. She's out there bringing her man to the ER.
You guys are having a great time. A little too fun.
I don't want to be judged, Reg.
But Denise,
stay at home.
He's going to need moral support.
I don't care. My embarrassment is just more, it's a bigger deal. I wouldn't want to be embarrassed like that in front of like the nursing staff. And you know they're going to talk about it. And then what if one day I go back in for something different, something serious, and they're like, oh, yeah, that's that one girl who sent her husband to the ER because they were having too much fun.
He's a good husband, so he'll be chill. He's like, I'll go alone, Denise.
Because she was having sex with the car. No, thanks, all right? I am not signing up for that.
There's the gear shift. You can also use the headlight thing that...
What kind of a position do you even have to get in to get to that? And what if you loan your car out to someone? How embarrassing. What if your mom borrows your car one day and she's out there flicking the left and right signal where you are doing some stuff on a Tuesday? What's wrong with you people?
Oh, man.
Terrence Johnson says, the more that I thought about it, I kind of don't blame Nick Wayne for turning on Darby Allin. Do we blame him? I blame him. Darby Allin had his back, man.
No, Darby Allin was tripping.
How was he tripping?
Because he was like trying to boss Nick Wayne around. Christian Cage is taking him to the promised land.
Oh, come on now. Crazy 101 says maybe Kenny brings in the Motor City Machine Guns. They have history. We've been wondering when they're coming in, right?
That's it. Yes, I like that idea.
Amir F says, July, blood and guts, swerve, Darby, Garcia, Copeland, Kingston versus Elite, the Hangman, Perry Okada, and the Bucks. Let me see. What did it say? Swerve, Darby. No, so it's not going to be. Oh, blood and guts. Blood and guts, swerve, Darby. If Darby's back, I don't think Darby's going to be back by then. Mm-mm. Daniel Garcia. Okay. Kingston, Copeland. All right. Not too bad. The only one that has a question mark for me is Darby. And then Hangman. I don't know what Hangman. I hope Hangman does join the Elite again, because I want to see heel Hangman.
I could see Daniel Garcia helping with FTR in this, whatever this is at Double or Nothing.
Tony Gamble says, stop complaining, Denise. You cover that crap show on Monday. That's 3 hours. At least AEW's 3 hours is a lot better than the fake draft. How lame. AEW. Well, I know that Tony Gamble is very pro AEW. However, I am used already to years of 3 hour Raws. And let me tell you, even with being used to the 3 hour Raws, it's still a lot, which is why I don't want to do 3 hour AEW shows. It's too much. Learn from Raw. Don't do the 3 hours.
Agreed.
We got Philip Newton who says Shibata wore headgear. Yeah. Bulletproof trash bag says Ospreay versus Swerve at All In? Question mark. Nope. It's Jack Perry. Could be the either or, right?
It could be.
I don't know. I'm pretty sure we're going to get Ospreay Swerve at some point this year, for sure.
Jack Perry, too.
Yeah. We got Terrence Johnson here who says, I love the story that they told when when Toni Storm came down. Mm-hmm. In regards to Toni Storm today, let's get into that because we haven't talked about that just yet. So we had Mariah May versus Serena Deeb, and Serena Deeb is going to go on to face Toni Storm. And Toni Storm, Double or Nothing, Toni Storm threw in the towel for Mariah May when she was locked in submission. And because of that, now we're going to be seeing Serena Deeb versus Toni Storm.
Mm-hmm. I thought that the match was really fun. Serena Deeb, I think, building up this streak and beating Mariah May on the way up to facing Toni Storm is really awesome. Mariah May being able to show that I'm not just a sidekick. I could be in here with Serena Deeb getting down, but Serena ultimately overwhelming her and making her get the towel thrown in. Really good story being told. And Toni being like, not as much shenanigans because Serena's not really into that. I think it's going to be a great story that they tell on the way up.
Philip Newton says Bull Nakano did that stuff in the 90s. Exactly. There you go. A perfect example of that. We got Sheldon Jackson here who says also a pretty fun fact. Swerve has already had more successful defenses of the AEW world title than one CM Punk across two reigns with one defense. No.
Well.
No way.
Easy as that.
Dude, I'm sorry. I'm a little bit stunned right now. I'm like processing this information. I'm a little addled. At
well, yeah, he like broke his foot like immediately after getting it that one time.
I know, but you forget, like when you think about it, it's like, you know, you sometimes forget these things, and hearing them out loud, it's a reminder. All right, we got Roberto Arsenal who says Toni Storm just ethered Serena now ethered Serena now via AEW YouTube. Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm going to have to watch that. Sheldon Jackson here says, I also love the callback when Cassidy did some of this Shmoney dance Joe did in Joe's first AEW match against Cassidy. Is that what they're calling it?
Two hip-hop turns back-to-back got Denise really good here.
Oh. Well, now, damn, and I was really proud that I understood the Kendrick Drake drama.
You
and
didn't.
Now I'm out here not knowing the Shmoney thing.
Shmoney.
Shmoney. God damn it. Shmoney.
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 You're doing it like Michael Jackson. Shimone. Shimone.
Oh, I don't want to be Michael Jackson.
Shmoney.
All right, say it again. How's it supposed to be?
Shmoney.
Shmoney.
Yeah.
Shmoney.
Mm-hmm.
Shmoney. All right, got it. I'm gonna forget next week. Don't throw that in there next week. I'm gonna forget it. All right, BB says Toni Storm dropped another banger promo on socials with bombs like it's a rap battle. Is Will helping her with promos inspired by the Drake Kendrick beef? Did she now? Oh, that's what he meant by ethered.
Ethered, yes, yeah, it's a term.
Oh dear Lord, there's so much happening right now.
Dots are connecting. Denise is catching up.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you, BB. Thank you, everybody.
Shimon.
I'm going to have to watch this. It's the shmoney.
Shmoney. There you go.
Yeah, I got it. See, I got it. All right. Is there anything we haven't talked about just yet? Yes, there's one more thing we need to get into, and that is the Orange Cassidy bit that we got here. Question marks, because he is saying that Chuck Taylor's career is pretty much over and he won't be wrestling.
Yeah, I forgot about this because the show was so long. Denise, I don't know if what this means. Like, was it for the angle? Was it just for this promo? But it seems Chuck Taylor has taken out Trent for good, or Trent has taken out Chuck Taylor for good, and Orange Cassidy announced that Chuck Taylor's career's over.
I have too many questions on that one. I have a lot of questions. I have no idea what's going on with that. Because you don't just say that.
It feels like... not that it would be like a bigger announcement, but it just felt like they were just like, and Chuck Taylor's never coming back. And it's like, wait, stop. Talk about that first.
Right. I was going to say, I feel like we got no answers. I'm assuming it's based off of this in storyline. It's got to be like based off of what we saw on the parking lot brawl, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I'm confused. Have we got an update yet, you guys? Because that was like, what happened? I don't want Chuck Taylor to be out forever.
Right. Okay. As of right now, I don't see anything, but I guess maybe we'll find out more in the morning and some clarification. Although I do think that a lot of people are probably just, maybe we're reading too much into this. Because I think a lot of people are just going to take this for like a storyline angle, but I don't know. I think there's maybe a little bit more to that.
I would take it as a storyline angle, maybe if Trent had announced it, but the fact that Orange Cassidy announced it, I don't know.
It was weird.
It was weird. I don't know.
All right. Well, that's where we're at with this. Last but not least, I do want to talk really quickly about the women's match that we saw on Rampage. We talked about it a little bit, but man, just give them their flowers. Sky Blue, Willow Nightingale freaking killed it. Some awesome spots in this match. Of course, Sky Blue getting put through the thumbtacks and then through the table with the barbed wire. Phenomenal. Anything else you want to add to that?
Yeah, I thought the final big women with the power bomb spot was incredible. Sky Blue just getting the opportunity in these Rampage matches to just be free, be the person that she wants to be, do these hardcore matches has been so fun. And I think Willow getting a bunch of fun defenses on the way up to Mercedes is the way to go. I'm super excited about her. Put these women in more matches like this because they're always so fun.
We got a super chat here from Bulletproof Trash Bags who says, an orange and a hot dog with sunglasses walking to a bar.
A hot dog with sunglasses is crazy.
What's that one movie, the hot dog movie, Sausage Party?
Mm-hmm.
There you go. We'd probably see that there. We probably did. I don't remember the movie too well. Bulletproof trash bag. Thank you so much for the super chat. I appreciate that. All right, guys, before we wrap things up, last call, if you guys want to send in any last and final super chats, but I also want to let you guys know, I announced this on the Collision podcast and I want to re-announce it here, but for the first time ever, I am doing a giveaway here exclusively for podcast listeners, podcast viewers. If you guys head on over to the Apple Podcast app and find my podcast, Instinct Culture by Denise Salcedo, and if you leave a review, you are automatically included into a raffle. That raffle is going to be happening next week on the show. We're going to be doing a live raffle. The wow. winner of that will get to watch AEW Double or Nothing for free. You wow. heard it. Get the pay-per-view for free. Save yourself $50. All you have to do is head on over to Apple Podcasts, find my podcast, and leave a review. And guess what, guys? We only have 3 entries so far. So your chances of winning are extremely high. So, you know, head on over there.
Get it in there.
Exactly. All right, guys. Reg, promote your stuff.
You can find me at Righteous Reg on all your followings, all your social medias. Every Saturday, I'm on with Philip Lindsay. I'm on with Mike and Indeed. Every Wednesday, I'm on with Denise. I think this Saturday, we're reviewing this WWE show they're talking about. Is it called Backlash?
Oh, yeah, Backlash. We're going to be on. You were yeah. like, oh, this Saturday, we're reviewing. And I was like, what am I doing on Saturday? No, not this Saturday. Oh, yeah, it is this Saturday. All right, this Saturday I'm working. Didn't even know.
Boom, Denise got a job.
All right, it's going to be Reg and I and Phil on Fightful. It's going to be a good time, so make sure you guys tune in for that Backlash review. Keep an eye out here for the channel for lots more content coming up. As always, thank you guys so much. I'll be back here on Friday with Robin to discuss SmackDown, and then, yeah, you guys will see more content here on the channel. Thank you guys so much. Do not forget to leave a review, and we'll catch you guys on the next one. Bye, everyone.